All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Okay, so Noah, I got to start with a question about Atlas. That's that 6'2" tall humanoid robot. You know that one that the Defense Department introduced last week? And it completely freaked me out because it did look like the Terminator had finally arrived for real. What do you know about this? Why is the Defense Department putting money into humanoid robots? And how are they basically driving the market for that, essentially?
Why is the Pentagon putting money into humanoid robots? Because it thinks that there are all kinds of places, muddy valleys, tree-lined forest paths, deep deserts that things with wheels cannot go, and that the only way you're going to traverse those landscapes, which kind of happen to be places that where conflict zones are with good old feet. And so they've designed a four-legged robot. And they're working on a two-legged one, too.
And so if these projects are so important to the Pentagon, why don't they develop them in-house? Why are they going to other private companies?
I mean, that's pretty much how the Pentagon develops almost anything that it values, is by going to outside contractors. You know, the Pentagon doesn't build, fighter jets by itself. It goes to Lockheed Martin. And similarly, the Pentagon doesn't build robots by itself. It goes to this company, Boston Dynamics, up in Massachusetts, which is kind of the world leader in quadruped, biped, and other freakily lifelike robots.
So how important would you say, I mean, you're somebody who has a foot in the security and another foot in the tech industry. How important is the Defense Department to building the tech economy of the United States?
Well, it was absolutely essential. I mean, as I'm sure you and most of your listeners know, the internet started as a Pentagon project. GPS, which we all use to, get around these days, started as a Pentagon project. But increasingly, actually, the Pentagon's taking its cues from the tech industry rather than vice versa. And so you see a lot of programs now which are just ways for the Defense Department to catch up with Google. This walking humanoid robot is probably an exception.
So, and since we're talking about walking robots, how much movement are you seeing between sort of high-level executives in the tech industry going to the Pentagon or the CIA and then, say, Google and other tech companies? Is there a lot of back and forth between the two?
So there's a couple of interesting things going on. First of all, you do see some tech executives joining the intelligence and defense communities and vice versa. And certainly there's an attempt by the guys at the Pentagon to not appear as dorky and actually work with Silicon Valley. And so it's not an infrequent sight these days to have, guys from the Pentagon make pilgrimages out to California. But the two communities still don't cooperate quite that much. The most notable example recently is all this big NSA spying stuff that's been revealed in recent weeks. A lot of it actually came out of a program to mimic Google's biggest internal database that ultimately became this crazy NSA project that allowed it to, store everything we chat about and email about.
So what kind of tech are they? You said that they were trying to mimic something that was going on already at Google. What kind of tech are they most interested in right now at the DOD? Is it drones? Is it cybersecurity, like you mentioned?
Yeah. I mean, well, first of all, the Pentagon's a $600 billion a year organization, right? So,
all right. So just give us a little taste, though, for us, normal people who walk the sidewalks.
Right. So certainly, cybersecurity is huge, and the Pentagon's got 15,000 different networks, and it really doesn't have a great idea of how to secure them. So it's trying to learn a lot from Silicon Valley in that way. And it's trying to figure out how to manage its computing infrastructure better from that way. It's also really just trying to figure out a way for average troops to communicate with each other better. I mean, you know, the average soldier still doesn't have anything sort of equivalent of an iPhone or an Android phone on the battlefield. So there's a lot of interest in that. And then, you know, probably the biggest interest of all is figuring out how to mine all of the data that we're leaving out there in, you know, Google Mail, in online shopping, how to manage all that quote unquote big data and turn it into, you know, targeting information.
So I just want to be more general here. Can you just describe for me how innovative our country could potentially be without Defense Department spending, you know, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest? How important is the money to growing the country's tech sector?
It's an 8.5 or 9, and here's why. If you're a university researcher at MIT or at Carnegie Mellon, and you are working on a far-out robotics project, a far-out cybersecurity project, a far-out big data project, the chances are really, really, really high that somewhere along the way you are going to get Pentagon funding. Look, you know, those we hear about Google and their driverless cars, you know, putting together Google Maps. Well, you know, the guy that developed that driverless car, you know, got his research funded by the Pentagon. You know, we think about, I don't know, Siri.
I hate her.
Yeah, I hate her too. But you hate her because of the Pentagon. You know, almost all of these projects somewhere along the way have Pentagon funding. I mean, I think as we all know, the military can be incredibly wasteful. It can, you know, burn cash by the billions. But when it comes to this R&D stuff, it really can be quite important.
Noah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Noah Schachtman is executive editor of news at Foreign Policy Magazine. And you can check out the videos of Atlas and watch him, her, it, walk a treadmill and flex some robotic muscles at newtechcity.org. And let us know if you are as completely freaked out by Atlas too at New Tech City on Twitter.